Whether you've had an accident in a car or maybe in life, the question now is, what do you do next? What happens after the accident? On today's episode of Real Life Talks with Brandon. Hey guys, welcome back to Real Life Talks with Brandon. I'm Brandon. It's so good to see you guys here today. Let me tell you, I am so excited, and also I think a little relieved now that this past week is over, but excited because it made for, I think, one of my favorite talks today. Today we're going to talk about what happens after the accident. So let me preface this by saying I hope none of you have ever been in a car accident, but they can be scary, whether it's just a little fender bender or something major. Myself, I've been within, I think, a month, I was in two accidents just back to back. The first one, both of them happening last year. One was when I was driving, and it was just the week before Thanksgiving, and I was on the highway, and I got hit on the side, swerved two lanes of traffic. Thank God didn't get hit by another car, but swerved two lanes of traffic after being hit onto my passenger side. Thankfully was able to pull over, met with the person. They were really apologetic. Everybody was fine. I was fine. They were fine. No reason to get angry. Completely, you know, he understood that he was at fault, went from there, and just things worked out. But then I want to say a week before, actually, no, it was the day before I was supposed to get my car repaired from that accident, another accident happened where I had a truck turn right in a left turn only lane, having to use some quick basic maneuvers to get out of the way, ended up going up and over a parking embankment, flattened some tires, did some damage, and I was just sitting there going, man, how can this happen after just, it's crazy how as soon as one happens, another one happens, and it's almost just like Murphy's Law, that anything that can go wrong, or can go wrong, and I don't know if that's Murphy's Law, if that's some kind of law, I don't know why that's a law, that shouldn't be a law. But it just seems like when it rains, it pours. And while we also have car accidents, we also have life accidents. So for a moment, I want you to think of you as a car. And the cool thing about cars is there's so many different models and makes and shapes. We've got big cars, small cars. We've got luxury cars. We've got cars that you see all the time. We've got so many different types of cars. And I think cars are going to be a perfect example for today's talk, because the question is, what happens after the accident? I mean, accidents are shocking. In the moment, they throw you off your game. You don't know what to do, because in that moment, all you know is that you've been hit. And now, here you are sitting in your car wondering, first of all, if you're like me with the truck, you have to look back and go, what just happened? What in the world just went down? That to the moment that, I mean, here I am, but how did I get here? I think is a hard question to digest sometimes, because you don't know how you got here. It all happens in a blur. It happens in a flash. And you have to take a moment to think about, okay, was it me or was it them? And you have so many questions in your mind and you don't know how to answer them, especially in that moment. So you have to wait till after the accident to answer those questions. Let me give you a little bit of a background about my week. This past week. Last week, I was working on a project here at work. And There was just so many things we had to put together, and I gave myself a deadline of having it ready by the weekend because we had some folks that were coming in to partake in this, and I just wanted to make sure everything was ready by the weekend to have it done. So it took us about 4 days. 4 days nonstop. We worked so hard on this, and not to mention, I don't think I even slept that week or even ate because my mind was so wrapped around making sure everything was done, everything was in order, everything was right. So we worked around the clock, and we made sure that we could get it up and ready to go by Saturday. So let me fast forward to, I do believe it was Friday. Friday, we had just gotten to one of the major pieces that we needed to work on. And let's just say, of course, when it's the last big piece, that's when the accident happens. It's like the saying, when you get your car fixed, and then all of a sudden, or you make the last payment on your car, all of a sudden, it starts making noises. It starts making a little, this sounds expensive. What are we doing? And that is what happened. We started working on it. And since the way we worked on it, it should have worked. It should have been done. It should have been completed. And we can move on and keep going from there. But we came to a major standstill. And we're sitting there going, why isn't this working? This should work. And then we went at it for hours. And at that point, I just simply said, I can't do this anymore. I can't. I need to walk away. I need to just go. I need to sit down. I need to do something that is not this. And I need to gather my strength back. Got to the point that I even called my boss and I said, hey, I was telling her, I need your help. I can't do this. Can you please help me with this? And she said, yep, I'll be in tomorrow. We'll look at it. We'll work on it together. So Saturday comes. We all come in early. We're working on it. And it's just a few hours. We're at the crunch time. We're just at a few hours before they're supposed to be getting there and partaking in this. And the piece is still not coming together. It's still not working. And eventually it got to the point where they had showed up, the participants had showed up, and we're sitting there and we're going, we can't open it. We can't do it. We have to come up with an alternative. We're going to have to cancel this. We're going to have to switch them to something else. It's just not ready. We can't do it. And then all of a sudden, and I'm going to be very vulnerable about this, I cried. I sat on the floor, and I cried. I tried so hard not to, but I cried. And that's when the accident happened. That's when I had to look around and go, what just happened? The train was going so good. The car was moving. The engine was running. The tires were great. The brakes, maybe a little bit iffy, but everything was going so well. And then, boom, we hit a brick wall. And everything we worked so hard for had came to a crashing halt. And I cried. I just said, it's not fair. How can this happen? We got so far. How could it happen? Got to the point that my boss walked in and she saw me on the floor. And the first thing she said to me, she said, it's not worth it. Don't do this. It's not worth it. I want to give you a quick couple tips with the few minutes I have left that I took from this week that I think you need to take with you as well whenever there is an accident in your life. The first thing about it is that you need to sit down for a moment and you need to just, I don't know if it's healing or assessing the situation, but you need to sit there and let everything that happen melt away. Yes, you're going to ask the question, what in the world just happened? And it's going to be a shock. One time, I heard it before through the show Change My Life or Fix My Life, Ayanna Van Zant. And it was an episode where somebody was lashing out at an experience that they had. And one of the producers came to the other family member and said that you need to let them be. Right now, we're in the middle of surgery. And they woke up during the surgery. And what's the first thing you're going to do in the middle of waking up in the middle of a surgery? You're going to scream, ow. It hurts. Your eyes are going to go wide. And you're going to be like, what just happened? Imagine waking up in the middle of a surgery. It's very painful. It's very painful indeed. And it's also painful when you're having an accident. Because you're trying to assess the situation. And it might be a big one. Maybe they slammed into the back of you. And it blindsided you out of nowhere. And you got some whiplash, you've got some bruising. And you ask the question, where did it come from? So you need to sit there for a moment and just assess things. How do you feel in this moment? What does it look like right now? Maybe you hit a pothole. Or maybe something big did happen. But before you can take the next step, and I know sometimes you want to be angry about it, you want to be mad about it, you want to be upset about it, but take a moment and just ask yourself, what happened? How did we get here? You have to also ask yourself, and I know it's not a question you can ask at that moment, but you have to ask yourself, well, did I bring us here? Or did something else happen? In that moment when I was sitting on the floor crying, sadly, my first thought wasn't, how did we get here? My first thought was, why are we here? Why did it have to happen like this? But the next step is this one, and this next step has been on my mind all week, and I need you to hear this and understand this when I say this, is that, of course, the next thing you're going to have to do is the car has to be repaired. You want to get your car repaired, right? So the next step is you need to take it to a trusted mechanic. And what I mean by that is that when your car, you need some healing, you need to find the right way to heal. Sometimes it could be talking to somebody and just be like, hey, I'm hurting. I need some help. In that moment, I think I had a really good mechanic when my boss came to just console me, let me know it's not worth it. These tears that you're crying, come on, you gotta pull yourself together. You got this. It's not worth it. This is just a small hiccup because they're able to see something that you can't see. That's why you have to take it to a trusted mechanic, because trusted mechanics are able to see things that you cannot see. You may think everything is either wrecked, damaged, destroyed, or okay. But at the end of the day, they can look at it and go, oh, well, hold on. It's not as bad as you think. It's just a little chip paint over here. It's just a dent. We can pull that dent right out. And that's why you have to take it to a trusted mechanic, because sometimes it's much, much, much less than what you think it may be. Because all you can think about is the big pop you heard, the big boom, the big crash, all you can think of is the big kaboom that you heard. In all reality, it might have just been a pothole, just might have knocked a few things out of alignment. But in all reality, it might not be as big as you think. It might not be as bad as you think. And sometimes you need someone to tell you that. To pull you back in and be like, hey, I know you may think this seems bad. You may think this seems rough. But we got this. You're not alone. It's fixable. That was the theme of the day. It's fixable. It can happen. At that moment, I was just thinking about how everything had gone wrong, how we're not able to do this, everything that was a setback, and how things were just sinking. And it's like, no, this isn't bad. There's been worse. Is it a hiccup? Is it a setback? Yes. Does the timing of this suck? Trust me, when my accidents happened back last year, the timing of it did suck. The timing of it does suck, but you know what? You can get through this. We can get through this. Let's pull up the bootstraps. It's okay to have, let me tell you this, it's okay to have the pity party. Have the pity party of one. Have the moment to just sit there and just, it's okay. Big girls, big boys, big babies, big nonbies. I'll try to get everybody included. It's okay to cry. It's okay to shed them tears. It's okay. It's healthy. Sometimes you just need to cry. It's a response. And you know what? You'll feel better afterwards. So if that's another step I need to tell you, then go ahead. If you need to pause this, if there's something you're going through right now and you need a moment, pause this and go ahead and cry. It's okay. I promise you, it's okay. It's not weakness. As a matter of fact, afterwards, I was talking with some people, and they were talking about how their boss had shared a life situation with them, and they said that it allowed them to see their boss as a human. Isn't that crazy? To see your boss as a human. And that's the same thing I kind of heard this week, too. I heard this week that I don't like to cry in front of people because I have an ugly cry sometimes, but they said, you know, it was interesting seeing you in that moment. I've never seen you off your game before. It allowed us to see that you are human, that you are a person. And I was like, oh, well, in that case, then I guess I better cry more, although I'm not going to. That they need to see you as a human being. People need to see your story. People need to see your struggle. People need to see who you are and hear your story. Okay, that was a long tangent. Okay. All right, let me come back. Because I have one final thing. Because after the accident, once the car has been fixed, the last step is to go take a victory lap. Let me tell you, we came back after everything that happened that day. We got some food. We sat down. We took a moment of rest. We sat down. We thought about what we could do to fix the situation. That can go back to where we talked about with the trusted mechanic. A good trusted mechanic also comes up with a plan. So add that back there. So they come up with a good plan. But also, when everything is said and done, take a victory lap. Because after we sat down, took a moment, came up with a plan, we called in the cavalry, we fixed it. We fixed that last piece, and we were able to get everything back up and running. I screamed in excitement. I ran around. If I could do cartwheels, I would. I was so excited and happy by just that piece alone working. And one of the things my boss said this week that I've said before in the past about different things, but to hear her say it was like, okay, this is where we're supposed to be. She said, because when we kind of gave a status report the next day when the folks came back to do it, we gave a status report and said, hey, everything went well. They loved it. They had a great time. She said, I knew it would work because when I saw the process of everything coming back together, I knew it would work. It's going to work. You have to give it time. And I get it. Sometimes the car can get totaled. The car can get absolutely wrecked beyond repair. And you're wondering to yourself, what do I do in that moment? How do I fix something that's in pieces, it's in shambles. I can't put this back together. So how do I fix that, Brandon? And my answer to you is this. It's not a matter of fixing it, but it's a matter of starting over. It's a matter of coming back to square one and realizing that it's not about what you lost. It's about what you can start again with. You don't have to worry about losing it all. Can you lose some things in the accident? Yes. Yes, you can. But then there's the blessings of new beginnings. And yes, it may be tough. It may be hard. And you may just sit there with your hand in your head or your head in your hands going, why God me? Trust me, I've been there. But take a moment. You're still here. You still have this. The accident, whether it be big or small, yes, did happen. But you can come back from it. You can get back up on your horse. And you can still ride off into the sunset like you had planned to. I get it. You had a plan. You had an idea. And you had this going straight for it. And it got all wrecked. And the accident happened. You're wondering, well, what do I do now? I hope that you could take something from this today and realize just simple steps on what to do. Assess the situation. It's not as bad as it seems. Get yourself a trusted mechanic or trusted mechanics, your friend groups, your family. Take some time for yourself. Go and do some retail therapy. Lord knows I did that this weekend. Go out and have yourself a nice dinner. Take some time for yourself or spend some time with people that can help bring you back to 100%. Get that car fixed and then take a victory lap. Enjoy coming to the solution, coming to the fix, arriving at the end goal, whether it may be the path you wanted to take or not. Just celebrate the fact that it could be a small win or a big win. Just celebrate the win and take a victory lap. So that is it for today. I hope that this just gets down into the depths of your soul today. I hope that whatever you're facing today is not as big as it may seem. I hope it's such a small little ding in your car that you can just take a little plunger and pop it right back out, and that you can get back up and keep on running. Make sure to follow us on Facebook at Real Life Talks with Brandon. It's been such an exciting honor to be back for another episode. Make sure you follow us to see when our next episode is out. Have a great day, and I can't wait to be back next time. And this has been a Real Life Talk. Take that victory lap. Love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. See you next time.